Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is, to people as they are.
Isn't it amazing? You got to buy a new computer every time something comes out, or a new phone. You can't keep the old one that was working. A new one comes out. The iPad or what, iPhone, whatever it is, 15 and 16, 17, 18, I got to get that new one now, 19, or the mobile one don't work. Or what? You know, we got to have it. Am I talking to the right people? Some of y'all, yes, some of you know, some of y'all are fuddy-duddies like I am. And I told that person, I still live in the dinosaur age. And I'm happy, happy, happy to live there in the dinosaur, in certain realms of my life. Anyway, that's what he's talking about. By the way, have a note here. You cannot take it with you. You leave it all behind and to someone else. Let that sink in. You cannot take it with you. You leave it all behind. Everything you possessed. And matter of fact, that's why Latrice is trying to get with it. I gotta be very careful. At somebody's house the other day, and when I feel sorry for their kids. You know what I'm talking about? They're gone. The kids said, what are we going to do with all this stuff? Huh? Estate sales. And do your kids and your grandkids a favor. Start getting rid of that junk. Anyway, you get the point. It's about they that buy as though they possess not. Don't let it possess you. And I'm not telling you become a hermit and live, you know, I'm not saying that at all. But don't let it be your priority in life. To gain all these things. I had some verses here talking about riches, how they fly away, but you get the point. Okay. Now, verse number 21, and they that use this world as not abusing it. One writer said, most of everything I write, the Lord just kind of gives to me, but one writer said this, and I quote what he said about this one. Let your every contact with the world be as light as possible. In other words, don't have a heavy footprint in the world. Let it be as light as possible. Don't allow the world to get a grip on your life. Why? Because the answer is that the next phrase, verse number 31. For the fashion of this world passeth away. All right. When we think of the word passes, I looked at up the word fashion. A couple meanings there. Number one, it's the manner of life, the fashions of the lifestyles change. We don't live like we did 30, 40, 50 years ago. Fashions, lifestyles change. And again, I'm glad we're progressing in certain ways. I don't want to go back to some things, you know. I'm glad we're where we are. Don't get me wrong. But that fashion, the word, it not only it means habits and the manner of life, but it also means the fashions. Isn't it amazing how not just culture changes, but anyway, how clothes changing. Some things come back into style. Matter of fact, they say, you know, some of the 60s, the 70s, so don't get rid of them because for long those clothes have come back into style. But the thought, it passes away. It's always changing. That's what he's saying here. Now, we know what 2 Peter chapter number 3, let me read this. 2 Peter chapter number 3, verses number 10 through 14. Here's what Peter said about things passing away. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that those are all things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in holy conversation and godliness? The lifestyle which you live, don't hold on to it. It's all going to be done away with anyway. So live a godly life. Looking for and hastening into the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens shall be on fire and be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. All going to be gone. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace without spot and blameless. Again, this is what Paul was talking about in verse number 32, 33, how he made, No, 30, 31. That he may use this world as not abusing it, but as fashion or it passes away. Verse number 32. I got to quickly get through this. This is pretty self-explanatory. But I would have you without carefulness. In other words, the word carefulness means anxiety, worry, free from care. I want you to be that way. He that is unmarried, care for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. Paul simply recognizes the fact that when a person is not married and doesn't have a family and the responsibilities that go with it, you're unmarried, they are more free to serve the Lord. That's what he's saying here. He's not saying marriage is wrong. He's just saying here in this verse, but I'm saying this without, you don't have the worry, the anxiety if you're unmarried. Verse number 33. But he that is married cares for the things that are of this world and how he may please his wife, and rightfully so, by the way. Again, he's not disparagingly you not taking care of your wife. He's just making the fact that when you have a wife and family, it's much more difficult to stay focused on the Lord all the time. You got to take care of your wife and your children also and your work. That's what he's saying here. Paul's not saying this to condemn married the married persons. Paul is in fact saying that it is how it should be, how it should be for a married person to provide. There is something wrong if the married man does not care for how he may please his wife. Well, I don't care. I'm just going to please the Lord in my life. There's something wrong with that, okay? You got to take care of your wife and your family. There's so much, something's wrong. If a married woman does not care about how she may please her husband, there's something wrong there. You're married. Verse number 34 addresses that. There is a difference between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried careth for the things of the Lord, that she may be both whole, be holy in both body and in spirit. She can focus totally upon the Lord. But she that is married, care for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. Again, he's not disparaging marriage. He just, the fact of the matter is, because of the cares, you have to take care of your family. In verse number 35, and this I speak for your own profit. The word profit means benefit or expedient for you. I'm trying to help you. You're facing persecution, and I'm trying to help you. When he says this, not that I may cast a snare upon you. The thought is here, I'm not trying to put a leash on you. I'm trying to help you. Okay, he's saying, don't get me wrong. But for that which is comely, the word comely means honorable and graceful. Paul's reason for explaining these things is not to forbid marriage. Because matter of fact, he writes marriage is honorable and all. And to be identified, it's a good thing. To be married, but to put it into an eternal perspective, he wanted to focus eternally, but to keep them, from using the fulfillment of life for their own selfish reasons. In other words, it's about me and my wants and my needs. He wanted them to live their life to the glory of God, whatever situation they are in, whether you're married, whether you're unmarried. And that ye may attend upon the Lord without distraction. And that's how we finished our reading here in verse number 35. Without distraction. In other words, you can stay focused on the Lord. You're not distracted by the things of the world. 1 Corinthians 10:31, he's going to address in just a couple more chapters. Wherefore, whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Next week we'll look at this thing about a virgin and that man behaving himself unseemly. A lot of different thoughts on that one, and we'll look at that next week and finish out that chapter. Okay. Father, we love you. We thank you for your word, Lord, for your guidance, a light to our life and help. Lord, even in difficult situations, Lord, we learn that we can just serve you wherever we are, whatever situation we may find ourselves in. We can still glorify you in our lives. Lord, bless the morning worship. May you be pleased. We care for you, all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' precious and most holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.